Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about giving in to the system. This is such a bad thing. This is how we lose this fight. And I see it time and time again. It's so unfortunate. And what I'm talking about is people who see what is happening in the world today. They know that it's wrong. They know that there's something is happening. They know that there's something bigger than just a so-called virus. They know that there's something bigger happening in the world. And so the thing is that they give in to it. They say things like, oh, you know what? Well, we can't fight it anyways. You know, it's government mandate, so we have to just do it, like, you know. And so it's I've seen it from the very beginning when last year, I remember this was probably about beginning of the year or so, and a gentleman I worked with, him and I were talking about the jab. And we were going on about it, about how it's shit, you know, all the bad things about the companies and everything. And so then we probably talked about half an hour. And I said, yeah, like, you know, even if they decide to mandate it with our company, you know, I'm thinking I probably have a job for about another year. Actually, I was on point with that. Now that I think of it, literally, like, we were sitting there. It was winter time, about November-ish. And I remember saying that. I said, you know, I probably have a job for about another year, I would say. And so as it goes, as it shows right now, November 1st, we're supposed to be fully protected by our company. And so that's what they say. And if we don't, we could face termination. Points on there for being on point with my fucking timeline, you know. So, but that's what I said. But anyways, we're having this conversation. I'm sitting there with this other guy. We're having this conversation, and I said, yeah, you know, like, I probably have this job for another year. And then he's like, well, I'll still take it. Like I'll still take it. You know, I'm like, what? Like, dude, you just sat here and talked with me for like half an hour talking about all how this is so wrong and how, you know, and now you're just going to say that you're going to take it. It's like, what? And so that's giving into the system. There was even the root of exemptions, things like that. And really our company hasn't even like brought out a way for like, hey, if you have religious or medical exemptions, follow this route. Like, they don't even have that. They don't talk about it. They just kind of nonchalantly mention of, oh, we'll accommodate people with religious or medical exemptions accordingly. Like, they just have like a little blurb in their bullshit. So it's very sinister in a way, you could say. Yesterday, I'm talking to a guy, and I'm working with him, and he says, like, we went on for, like, ever about it, about how corrupt and how shit what's happening in this world is right now. And then he says, well, you know what, like, he was kind of surprised that I didn't have any. He says, well, what are you going to do? Like, I said, well, fuck it, you know, like, they're going to have to fire me. He's like, whoa, man, like, you're gonna let them fire you? I'm like, yeah. If you want to fire me because I won't take a pharmaceutical drug, okay, that is being forced upon me when I don't need it, okay, I'm not going to give in to that. And so what's interesting is people are saying, he said, well, to live any kind of life, you want to go travel, you want to go out to restaurants, you want to have any kind of life, like, you're gonna need this thing. And I said, yeah, but like, like, how wrong is that? I'm like, what is happening in the world today is wrong on so many levels. It is just, it is incredible just how wrong it is. It is wrong against, like, our own human rights. It is wrong against, you know, our freedom of choice. It is so incredibly wrong on so many levels. It's just, it's disgusting. And so to just give in and say, oh, well, you know, how am I going to go to restaurants? How am I going to go to concerts? How am I going to travel? No. The thing is that what you're giving up is you're giving up not only your freedoms, you're giving up your dignity. And I talked about this in a podcast before of what's the price to sell your soul. And so people are showing what their price is. Oh, I got it because I wanted to travel. Okay, so that was your price. Oh, I got it because I wanted to see my family. Okay, so that was your price to sell your soul. But you have a greater chance of dying on your way to go see your family than you do from this thing. So in the end, you didn't necessarily need it. And so, like for me, I have relatives way up north. To go see them, you're driving just like on a lonely road. There's animals that can be like everywhere. You know, it's way out in the Canadian mountains. And the thing is that I hate driving up there. Why? Because there are animals all around. And fortunately, I've never hit an animal, but it is a high risk when you're driving along the country roads, because they just come out of nowhere. Big moose, whatever, you don't even see them, and then all of a sudden they just like dart right out in front of you, and it's the scariest thing. I've been close, and it's the scariest thing, especially if you run into a moose, you take out its legs, and it's like 2,000 pound body just falls on top of you and crushes you. So you have a far greater chance of dying from something like that than you do of this, you know, world's most dangerous fucking virus. So people are just giving into this, and that's not how we win this game. That's how we lose this game. And they just say, oh, well, like, how are you supposed to live your life? Yeah, but, like, you got to stand up for what is right and what is wrong. Because if you don't do that and you just give into it, well, that means they can just do whatever they want in the future. And they will. And, I told people a long time ago, I said, look, if you think we're ever going to go back to normal, like, you're laughing, okay? Because we're not. Because you have to think about, the government now has so much power over people. They have such an incredible amount of power over people that they literally can do whatever they want from here on out. Because they know that they can bend people and twist people at their will. And I say, we literally could do anything. We could murder them all and tell them that it's for their own safety, and they would just go along with it. Like, we could do whatever we want because that's how much power we have. They don't question us from the media. They don't question our authority. They don't question our actions. Like, when we censor credible doctors, nurses, physicians, surgeons, lawyers, they don't question us. We literally could commit murder right in front of them, and they wouldn't even fucking bat an eye at it. That's how much power they have right now. So they will never go back to where we are unless we do something about it. So giving in and just saying, oh, you know, like, I wanted to see my family. Well, everybody was pressuring me at school, and I had to do it at my job, whatever it is. And the thing is that if you are going to give up your dignity, yes, you may be able to be allowed in a certain restaurant where I won't. You may be allowed to travel and I won't. You may be allowed to go anywhere, do anything, and I won't. But you know what? The difference between you and I is how we got there. That's the thing, and that's what a lot of people are missing, is that integrity. They're missing that piece. Yeah, you all can be allowed into a concert, an event, whatever it is. But you all can look into each other's eyes and know exactly how you got there. It's like when you work for something extremely hard and you put your blood, sweat, and tears into it, and then all of a sudden you get a result from what you were working on, it feels so much better. You're like, man, I love this thing. Like, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this project. And it's just more satisfying. You could go out and buy a dinner, okay? Maybe, let's say you spent $100 on a nice dinner between for you and your loved one, okay? But what if you took that same money, you went out, you watched YouTube videos, you did it all, and you, like, put your heart into this meal, and then you just, like, made it, and then all of a sudden you're like, holy smokes, I just made this dinner. Like, I didn't know I could do something like this. And you enjoy it that much more. Why? Because you created that. You put in the work for it. So, yeah, you get to go to a concert. You get to go to a hockey game. You get to go and do whatever you want willy-nilly. You just flash your card. It's no big deal. It's just like having a Costco card. You know, I gotta flash my card to get into Costco. What's the difference between just flashing my vaccine passport? Well, it's a symbol. It's a symbol for here is my proof that I gave up my freedom. Here is my proof that I gave up my dignity, my integrity. Here it is. Here is my proof that I am a slave to the system. Here it is. Accept it. Allow me in with the rest of the other people who have given in to the system. Let me converse with them. Let me mingle with them. Let me be around my people. That's literally what you are saying. So, if I have to sleep in my bed alone because I'm not allowed to go to a hockey game, I'm not allowed to go to a restaurant, whatever, you know what? I don't care. Because at the end of the day, you can take the restaurants away from me. You can take the concerts, the hockey games, the public spaces, the activities. You can take all of that away from me. And I may be standing there with the same clothes that I've been wearing for years because I'm not allowed to go shopping for clothes, let's say. I'm standing there with the same shoes on. But you know what? You may be able to take away my ability to go out and eat dinner. You may be able to take away my ability to go out shopping, to go out buying something, to go out enjoying entertainment. You may be able to take that away from me. But you will not be able to take away my integrity. You will not be able to take away my dignity. You will not be able to take any of that away from me. And so, at the end of the day, if you have that strength and that ability to stand up to that, you win. Because if you give that up, you lose. You lose and you accept their agenda. And that's not to be all conspiracy or whatever you want to try and make it. It has nothing to do with that. Take a look around and you see what is happening. There is a much bigger agenda that is happening right now. Because for something that kills essentially nobody, 0.07%, okay, there is something that is happening that is much bigger, much more sinister. So giving into the system and saying, oh no, we have to, I had to do it because I wouldn't have been able to go see my family, go here, do whatever. No, that is wrong. If we continue to give up our freedoms, if we can continue to give in to the system, then they are going to win. And we do not win. We do not win if that happens. So it's sad to see people are doing it. I do understand that there are people who are kind of, their hand is being forced, because yes, you have kids. Yes, you have a house, you have payments, you have all of these things. And so I understand, but I also know that there's a lot of people who do not need to do this, who do not need to get this. And there are other ways. There are companies who are standing up. There are entrepreneurs who are standing up. There are people right now who are standing up and saying, no, we do not agree with this. So you may have to walk away from your company, but there's another company who is going to say, hey, if they don't want you, we do. And they're going to welcome you with open arms. Why? Because you standing up to the system says so much about you. If you're someone who says, oh, I just wanted to travel, that's why I got it, you're a coward. I don't care who you are, but you're a coward. Especially if you're someone who says, oh, this is so wrong, this is terrible, they shouldn't do this, blah, blah, blah. You're saying all that kind of stuff. You're saying all the right things, but there you are rolling up your sleeve. You're a fucking coward. Absolutely. You're a fucking coward. That's the kind of person that you are. And there's so many of those people, and I see it all the time. But if you're somebody who stands up and says, I'm willing to get fired from my job, I am willing to stand up for what I believe in, there's a company out there, there's somebody out there who says and looks at you, someone like you, and says, you're the kind of person we want. Don't worry about them. You don't want them. You may not make as much money with us, but our connection, because we are on the same playing field, will be so much better, and that will be worth so much more. Because over there, yeah, you made a lot of money, but over there, you were just a number. You were just expendable. They didn't give a shit about you. But over here, we respect you. We will honor you. We will take care of you. Why? Because you stood up for what you believed in. And that's what we appreciate. We don't care about your work history. We don't care about your resume, all that other bullshit. We don't care if you have a degree or if you don't have a degree. We don't care about that. But if you have integrity, if you have dignity, and you have the ability to stand up for what you believe in, that's what we want. We will take that over a stack of degrees. We will take that over a stack of qualifications. So all those people that are out there who are afraid and in a situation where they're thinking, no, I have to give in. You do not have to give in. Because if we give in and we continue to give in, that's when we lose. We're headed for a storm. And the reason we're headed for the storm is because these fucking people keep giving in. And so we can't give in. It's not being negative. It's not being cynical. It's unfortunate it's come so fast. Because if you look back a few episodes ago, I put out a podcast saying it's almost time to be worried. And that was just a matter of weeks ago. I was talking about it's almost time to get worried. But now we're at a point in time where push is coming to shove. And it's crazy how fast it's changed, how fast it's come. One of my friends just yesterday, she messaged me and said that she's willing to quit her job. She was at a point where she was saying, no, I think I'm going to have to get this because I need to have my job. And it kind of broke my heart because I was like, you know, I wish there was more people who would stand up and just say, you know, tell these people to go fuck themselves. And there's not very many people like that. I understand that there are people in certain situations. Yes, I understand that. But at the end of the day, if we all stood up for what we believed in, for what we believed in was right, we could easily win this. My company, they can't move without us. They literally can't. if you work for a bank, okay, all the big banks are forcing this thing on people. Well, guess what? Nothing happens without you guys. And that's what I wish people would realize, is that we have the power. They don't have the power. They like to think that they have the power by threatening you and forcing shit on you, but they don't have the power. We have the power. Planes don't move without us. Buses don't move without us. Transportation doesn't move without us. Goods do not move without us. And when people realize that, that's when the whole entire game changes. That's when we take back power. That's when we are able to live the life that we've always wanted. Because they literally can do anything. If they want to raise the price of food, they can do that. If they want to raise the price of lumber, they can do that. Gas, whatever it is, they can do that. Housing, have you seen the price of houses now? If you're just an average person living in a place down like lower mainland Vancouver, you're not buying a house. You're literally not buying a house. Even if you go up north in British Columbia and you want to buy a house, you're spending at least $400,000 for a decent house. $300,000 won't even get you a decent house, unless you're in the middle of absolute nowhere. You're living in a place like fucking Burns Lake or Vanderhoof. Not to diss those places, so I'm just saying that, like, you know, your options are pretty thin if you want a quote-unquote affordable house. But if we stand up to all of this, whether it's gas prices, whether it's housing prices, it's food prices, it's lumber prices, it's mandatory fucking medical bullshit, that's when we change this. There's a video of a doctor. She's from Ontario. She got let go of her job because she wouldn't take this mandatory fucking jab. She was the professor of ethics. Holds a master's degree, PhD in ethics, I believe it was. She got let go. Has an incredible video out there. She didn't even bring in forth the exemption. They said, oh, you might be able to get an exemption. She even passed that off and said no. Because if I accept an exemption, I am still accepting your mandates if I'm accepting the exemption. And when I read that, I said, that makes so much sense. Because even though our company hasn't even brought forth exemptions or anything like that, I thought, if they do, maybe I can go that route somehow. Maybe I just woke up Jewish all of a sudden. Whatever it is. But when I read that and it said, no, because if you're accepting an exemption, you're accepting the wrongful doing of the mandate in the first place. I said, that's totally true. So you can give me an exemption, you can give me a pass, you can do whatever you want. No, it is still wrong. What is happening is still wrong. So I will do whatever it takes in order to keep my dignity, in order to keep my integrity, in order to keep what I believe in. And so even if you've gotten it, if you're on the side where your hand was forced because you have children to feed, you have elderly parents maybe you're taking care of, if you have whatever your situation is and you were forced in order to do that, to keep your job, to keep your income, to keep your ability to provide, but you still believe that it's wrong, we need those people. We need you on our side so that when we go in to fight, we still have you on our side. So when a company decides, let's say, to strike, this is striking not against the company, but it's striking against the government. So if we decide to strike, we need everybody. So even if you're on that side, you come over and you say, hey, look, I've got my two because I needed to keep my job. I needed to keep providing for my children. But you're standing over here with us, the utmost respect for you. Absolutely. You are most welcome over on our side, whereas the difference is we are not welcome on that side. That's where the difference in people reside. If you see the division, the division doesn't come from us. The division comes from the other side. The people who cannot have a logical conversation, the people who cannot have a logical discussion, the people who cannot have a logical debate. It's those people that are causing the division. But when we step up, we need everybody. So even if you've gotten one, two, maybe three of your jabs, whatever, but you still believe deep down in your heart that it was wrong, we need you on our side. We need you on our side to fight, because that's the only way we're going to win. It's the only way we're going to get past this. So we cannot give in. We got to stick to our guns. We cannot accept exemptions. We cannot accept, we just cannot accept any of it whatsoever. It's wrong on so many levels. We need to stand up. I don't have kids, but I know for a fact that if I did, what I would want to show my kids is that you stand up for what you believe in. This, you would hear me talk about this in so many different ways. And one of the ways was, let's say, a bad relationship. I know people who are in relationships right now and they stay in them because they say they don't want to fuck up their kids. You're going to fuck up your kids if you stay in a bad relationship. But if I had kids, I'd want to show them when you are not happy, when things are not going good, it's okay to step back. It's okay to let go. So that is what I would want to show my kids. Even if I don't have kids, that's what I would want to show them. So anyways, that's all I wanted to say, guys. We need a lot of people in this fight. We can't keep giving in. We can't keep bitching about it, complaining about it. And then, you know, as we're rolling up our sleeves, I understand that there's people in certain situations, but at the end of the day, if we all stand up, we will win. Are they going to fire me? I don't know. I'll find out November 1st. We'll see. Come at me. Fight me, bro. All right. You think I'm here because I need to be? I'm here because I want to be, not because I need to be. Okay. I'm prepared for this my whole life. All right. So like I said, I'm nobody's slave to the system. Nobody owns me. Okay. I would go to the grave with this, and at least I'll still have my dignity. I'll still have my integrity. I'll still have what I believe in. So all you can be in a fucking concert together at an event, but you look at each other and you know deep down in your soul how you got there. So in a way, if you, let's say you took your jabs to keep your job so that you could provide. Okay, that's one thing. That is one thing. But if you're out going to concerts, you're out going to events, you're out doing, you know, going to the restaurants, doing this, you're happily flashing your vaccine passport, that is wrong, 100%. If you had to keep your job and keep your ability to provide, that's one thing. But if you're out there happily flashing your fucking vaccine passport, going to these things, enjoying these things, putting your dollars there, here, you're accepting the system. You're accepting the agenda. You're accepting all of it. You're not doing anything good. So just remember that, okay? There are going to be people who are just going to happily be flashing their fucking green vaccine passport everywhere. They're clueless to the system. They're clueless to everything. But don't follow them. Because they are soulless. They'll stab you in the back the moment that they can. And then that's the worst thing about this. Is that, let's take the doctor from Ontario who got let go from her job because she wouldn't take it. someone who worked her job, who's a doctor, who's got a PhD, who's got all these things, highly, highly educated in the system, and they were just counted on, right, to do their job, and they did it great. But then all of a sudden, just because they wouldn't get this thing, now they're let go. But what was everybody else doing? Everybody else just stood by and let it happen. People who were her colleagues, were her friends, or at least who she thought, people who she thought she could rely on, they just stood by and let it happen. So when the going gets tough, you'll find out who's with you and who's not. You'll find out who will stab you in the back and who won't. That's for myself. My circle gets smaller and smaller each day. And I don't mind. Because at the end of the day, if the only person I can rely on is myself, I'm fine with that. Because at least I know I can rely on myself. I know that everything that I do or do not achieve is because of myself. And I know that I won't stab myself in the back. So that is a very interesting thing in this time as well, is that we will see who has our back and who doesn't. So anyways, hope you guys have a good day. I'm going to go for a workout. Okay. It's wet. It's raining. I'm going to have a good time. All right. We got to stand up to this system. It's corrupt. It's evil. It's shit. A lot of brainwashed zombies that are out there. It's crazy. They can't have a discussion. They can't have anything. You can't talk with them. You can't bring facts to them. You can't. They're just too lost in the system. I've seen it many times. So, hope you guys have a good day. Chat soon.